So finding your upright sitting pose with your feet on the floor, hands in a comfortable and supported pose. In this meditation, we're going to learn how to very, very gently turn toward our experiences of pain or difficulty and meet it with tenderness, kindness, and compassion. Ultimately, this will help to soften or maybe even dissolve resistance and suffering. You'll learn how to feel kindness and maybe soften your pain as well as any resistance or struggle against your pain that you may feel. And then you'll learn how to do this moment by moment. So feeling your body supported by the chair, gently surrendering the weight of your body to gravity so that it settles into the chair, feet on the floor. Noticing if you can let go into a sense of how gravity gently draws your body down toward the chair and holds you and supports you. Gradually gathering your awareness around the breath in the whole body. Allowing the breath to be felt in the front of the body, the sides of the body, the back of the body. Feeling the breath deeply inside of yourself. As you breathe, see if you can rest your awareness inside the breath. You may notice that it gently moves the body. Perhaps the belly, the chest, the back. Noticing perhaps how the breath rhythmically and gently moves the body. Now, with great tenderness and kindness, gently opening your awareness to include your pain, any pain that you may be aware of, any discomfort, any tiredness, or any difficulty that you're experiencing. See if, in addition to your breath, you can include it in your awareness with the kind of attitude that you would naturally have toward a loved one, a friend, a partner, a child, who was hurting or injured. See if you can regard yourself and your pain in the same way you would take care of one of your friends or family members. Softly breathing with this experience for a few moments. If you notice that fear is arising, if this process feels frightening, then breathe with the fear, with gentleness. Coming back to resting your awareness in the breath, in the body. Once you feel the fear go away, see if you can bring your awareness back to your pain, discomfort, tiredness, or difficulty, and regarding that with kindness. If again you notice fear or sadness arising, shift the awareness back to the breath. Just repeating that process over and over again. If you feel like something is standing in the way, or if your pain feels hard or stuck, you may find the following image helpful. Picture your resistance and pain as a bale of hay that you're standing or sitting beside. Imagine you're very, very gently leaning against the bale of hay, gradually giving your weight to its surface. As you lean on it, the bale gives a little bit on receiving your weight, and you realize that the surface is more yielding or soft than you'd thought. Can you get a sense of your resistance toward your pain softening in a similar way to the bale of hay as you lean into it? And all the while, your body is gently moving and being rocked with a tender breath. Now, allowing your awareness to become a little more precise. Investigate the exact sensations of pain or discomfort. What do you feel? Do you notice the way the sensations are always changing and how no two moments are precisely the same? As you come to know your experience closer, you may realize, for example, that it's just your lower back that's hurting rather than your whole back, as you had previously thought. Can you apply this close investigation to whatever your particular difficulty is? Perhaps you'll discover that some of the sensations have aspects to them that are pleasant, things such as tingling. It might be that now, or over time, you may feel a sense of relief now, knowing that you're finally turning toward your difficulty, toward your pain, and meeting it with kindness and curiosity, rather than being locked in battle with it, which just leads to more suffering and more tension. Shifting your awareness now to noticing your thoughts and emotions. Are you having any thoughts and emotions about your pain or difficulty? See if you can let them come and go moment by moment, neither suppressing them nor holding on to them. See if you can let them go a little bit as you bring your awareness back to the basic sensations in the body, all the while feeling your body as it breathes. Practicing creating an attitude toward yourself that is patient, gentle, and tender. If you notice that your experience is a little overwhelming, feel free to broaden your awareness to include other parts of your experience right now. Noticing sounds, noticing smells, noticing the temperature in the room. Allowing your sensations of pain or discomfort to just be some of the broad and open field of awareness that includes many, many things as they arise and pass away. If you notice that you're feeling a little blocked or feeling a little numb, you might like to turn toward your experience with a little bit more focus. See if you can be curious about the actual sensations, thoughts, or emotions you're experiencing, and then softening around them. Using the breath to soften resistance or hardness. Imagine that the breath is soothing, allowing it to naturally dissolve resistance and hardness, even if just a tiny bit. See if you can now bathe your breath with self-compassion or self-kindness. As you breathe in, imagine a sense of kindness flowing into your whole body. And then as you breathe out, imagine the kindness sinking deeper and deeper, totally filling the body with warmth and compassion. As you breathe in and out with that deep sense of kindness, care, and tenderness, see if you can feel that toward yourself. Allowing the whole body, including any pain or discomfort that may be present, to be held by your kindly breath. If you still feel dominated by resistance, or hardness, or numbness, simply allow it to be met by that kindly, gentle breath. Seeing if you can accept all of your experience with great care and kindness. for the last few moments of this meditation, bringing your awareness to feeling your body held by the chair. Hear the sounds in the room. And then if your eyes are closed, slowly beginning to open them, completing this practice for right now.